Oh, welcome back to the eighth day here on Sunny 101.9, where we like to talk about things you might not have thought about the rest of the week. Well, as you know from my last interview with the ladies from the robotics team, I am actually at the Builders Show, the UP Builders Show, right here at the Dome. And I have to tell you, I have been meeting a lot of interesting people. And there's a lot of people with things going on that they want the public to know about. I have Billy Barnett of the Special Olympics, and that is Area 36?
Yep. Yes.
So as part of this thing, what are you guys doing here at the Builders Show? What is your goal?
Raise money for a new uniform.
So you're going to try to get new uniforms, and the Special Olympics happens here in Michigan. It's actually quite a big deal. I get the press releases. So tell a bit about more about how you participated. What's your sport?
My sport is snowboarding, bowling, track. It teaches us to learn how to get along with other people and make new friends.
Well, you're making a friend here because I'm getting an interview and I don't have to go looking for it. That's wonderful. Now, we have a number of people around the table. Can we talk a bit about who's here?
Celia
Vadnais? I might even got that right. She just shook her head yes. And what do you do here at the Special Olympics table?
I'm the assistant director.
How did you decide on the Builders Show as a venue to?
We were chosen as their fundraiser.
When it says Area 36, on the sign it says that includes Marquette, Alger, Baraga, Houghton, Keweenaw counties. And the way to find out more about this is to go to SOMI.org. Have you had some success getting fundraiser, getting support, finding people here?
We've had a lot of support in that through the last 2 days and everything, and we're getting more support in that. They're really supporting us good and raising a lot of money.
What's the number one thing you're hoping to accomplish? Do you have a goal in monetary or just continue at the pace you've been doing?
Continue at the pace we're doing in that and just get what fundraisers we can and what money we can in that to help us get more uniforms and whatever else we need for the athletes.
Are there other people I should know around about this table? Hello.
She pointed at you.
Should I talk to you? Now, see, it's radio, so nobody knows who you are yet. Okay, but who are you?
My name is Carla White. I am with the Law Enforcement Torch Run, and we are the largest grassroots fundraiser for Special Olympics in the world. So, and we're hosting the Marquette Polar Plunge next Sunday, the 18th, at Marquette Mountain to raise money for Special Olympics. So,
I mean, this is actually going to run, because I'm doing it at the UP Builders, this is going to run Saturday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. So let's talk a bit about the Polar Plunge.
Okay, yeah. The Polar Plunge is Sunday, March 18th. It's at Marquette Mountain. We start registration at 12:30. We do a parade of costumes about 1:45, and we'll start plunging at 2. And then afterwards, we'll do awards, after Splash Bash, feed the plungers, have a good old time. So, yeah, come out and join us.
And all the money will be going towards Special Olympics.
Yes, absolutely.
How many years have you been doing that?
18.
18 years? Do you jump in? Really? Do you do it every year?
I have not jumped every year, no, but I've been involved with the Torch Run for 18 years, raising money for Special Olympics. So.
Now, I remember when Walt would do it as part of the market. Well, I remember when the polar plunges were going on, and it always looked incredibly painful.
No, it's not. If you can jump in Lake Superior, you can do the polar plunge. There's no difference. I mean, Lake Superior's cold, right?
Yeah, but it's March, April. No.
Oh, well, it'll be fine. It's forecasting like 36 degrees. It's going to be a perfect day. The sun's going to shine. It's going to be fun. And you're only in the water a hot second.
My thought is that you're above average tough.
No. A lot of our athletes actually plunge too, take the plunge with us, and they're actually some of our biggest fundraisers for this event. So, you know what? If our athletes can come out and do this and they're supporting themselves, why can't everybody else, you know?
I don't disagree. I would prefer to report on it than jump in. But is there anything else that's upcoming that could support the Special Olympics that you guys are aware of?
Not right now at this time.
I think that promoting this, the fact that you're at the Dome, and have you been here each year or this is the first year?
We were chosen to be their fundraiser.
Anybody else want to chime in? Hello.
Hi,
and your name is?
Adam White.
And you are an athlete?
Yeah. I jump in the polar plunge too.
You're going to jump in the polar plunge. Are you ready to do it?
Yeah.
Is it cold? She's assured me it's not any worse than going into Lake Superior.
I plunge every year for 16 years now.
16 years? Does that exceed you?
Yes. As far as plunging wise, yes. He's by far beat me. I kind of have an excuse as an organizer of the plunge. Sometimes I'm a little too busy to actually go get into the water, but some years I actually do it. My plan is to do it this year. But this guy right here, he's a rock star.
16 years. I'm very impressed, sir. I'm very impressed. Well, I want to say thank you very much to all of you for talking about the Special Olympics. SOMI.org,
yep.
And they can learn how they could contribute, how they might be able to act as a mentor or engage in giving you some resources.
We need volunteers and chaperones very badly in that for this area.
Well, there are things that can be done. If you're looking for volunteer opportunities, that is a very admirable one. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
And thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you, sir. 16 years. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is the 8th Day on Sunny 101.9.